Thank you, Director Williams. Okay, we'll go ahead and start with the first agenda item and turn it over to enforcement.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
All right. Good, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Director Williams, good morning. My name is Phil Kilbreath. I'm the Operations Sergeant with the Enforcement Division, and the item I have on the agenda today is a short informational presentation on, it's essentially going to be condensed down to remote controlled devices and phishing. And so we're going to present a little bit of information and reflect on some questions that the department has received. And hopefully it will generate some discussion. So everybody will stand by. I'm going to try to share my screen. And I have a PowerPoint and a couple of videos. All right. Well, hopefully everybody can see this. Again, this is, will be an informational presentation on remote control devices for phishing. The reason why I'm presenting this today on behalf of the Enforcement Division is that we do get, and in recent years have gotten more questions surrounding the use of specifically remote control devices for phishing. You can kind of condense the questions we received or the interest we've had down to three general categories or three general questions. So first being, can an unmanned aerial vehicle, also known as a drone, be used for phishing? Can a remote control boat or an RC boat be used for phishing? And in both cases, if so, in what manner can they be used or what limits might there be on their usage? So just to cover briefly some of the top or some of the ways that these can be used, and I'm sure this is by no means an exhaustive listing, as people come up with things constantly, technology is always changing. But just to start with, we'll go with RC boats. A remote control boat can be used to transport bait and or lures a long distance and deposit them in a location that is beyond or behind an obstacle or beyond a distance that an angler could cast. With this particular type of fishing that I'm illustrating here, the angler would still use a rod and reel to land the fish or a line of some sort or another it had physical control over. You can see a picture right here of a boat. This is just something I pulled that they were advertising on the internet. This is this boat that's purpose designed for RC fishing, has a remote control, and it has a container you can see on top of the boat that's designed to place your lure and or bait into it. You would then drive the vessel out or the RC boat out to the location you wanted to fish, deploy the mechanism which would then empty that bucket of bait and or lure into that location. Some of them have more than one bucket, one for chum, one for the lure. Once once your bait or lure has been ejected from the boat, then you would be fishing in a normal manner. There has been usage of this type documented in other states where people are using them. In a lot of cases, this is used in dams where they have a no fishing zone, and so people will use an RC boat to drive a lure or bait up below the dam into the closure zone. We have received reports of that occurring at Libby Dam, although I'm sure there's probably other locations that occurs in Montana. Another way which you could consider to be RC trolling is where they don't actually attach a rod and reel or a line to the RC boat, and instead they simply attach a lure or bait to the boat and fish by means of remote control. This particular item that I've got shown here was advertised on the internet, and that's exactly what it is it's a, they're advertising that you can, you know, tie your line to it, 150 feet line or a shorter piece of line, and you can remote controlly drive this boat out into the water, or you can maneuver it behind a place. In a sense, the best analogy I can think of for this type of fishing is essentially it's like jug fishing, except the jug is remote controlled. In some cases you would, you know, this particular picture here, it's rated up to a 2-pound fish. You can find videos on the internet of people trying to actually land fish with the remote control boat itself, or you could use a big pull to pull it in or take another boat out to get it, whatever the case may be. But again, this particular usage would involve not even having a line attached to it, just using the RC boat itself as, you know, your sort of fishing rod or bobber or jug out there. Probably what we get more questions on is about drones or unmanned aerial vehicles. These devices can be used to carry a bait or lure or fishing line a long distance. Onboard cameras film the scene below in real time and display that information to the pilot of the drone. Drones can fly at reasonably high altitudes. They can cover a lot of area and spot fish. And then a drone that has a lure or bait dangling off of it can be used to very precisely place that bait in front of feeding fish. And additionally, you could even use, as I'll show in a video, you could even just simply attach a fishing line to the drone and use it to maneuver over fish and then actually use the drone to pull fish out of the water and land them themselves. And we do get, we have, as I said, gotten questions about this, and they seem to be coming more frequently. So I'm going to show a couple of videos. They're just YouTube videos on this particular topic. Hopefully they'll play. The first video is an advertisement for a line holding system that's designed to work with certain drones. And this line, this system holds a fishing line under a certain amount of tension. And then the line is, when if a fish takes it, the line is then pulled out of the drone and the angler lands the drone or the fish off of a conventional fishing rod. The second video is going to show a scenario where somebody's actually landing a fish using a drone. The first one is in a saltwater situation, and I think the second one's in Canada. So the first one is an advertisement for a product, but it does show a really nice, I think, a good overview briefly of some of the ways these can be done. So I'm going to stop sharing the PowerPoint. And I'm going to go and share my video here. Well, I guess we'll share this and do it the other way.
Shows our
can everybody see the video?
Coronavirus hit Senator Daines
no.
A $500 million slush fund for big business and opposed to thick leave for us. Tell Senator Daines to show us he values Montana by supporting paid sick leave.
So I take it nobody, the YouTube video on the screen is not showing up. Okay, let me try. How about now? Okay. All right, I'll play this video briefly. Okay, so again, that just gives a very basic overview of some of the ways that you could possibly use one of these devices for fishing. Again, that was done in the saltwater environment, but we've also heard of that happening in other states, targeting pike, targeting muskie, things like that. Here's a second video. Can everybody see the second video? All right. This video is going to show somebody actually using the device itself without a rod and a reel attached to it.
Skip. Wish me luck. No visuals yet. Oh, those are beds. Okay, there's a fish on each of these beds. See how close we can get. Already a bit close, you know, blowing the water and everything. Oh my goodness, he's coming for it anyways. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Oh, look at him. Staring at it. Right in his home. There he is. Got him. Instantly. Freaking just caught a giant bluegill. Giant bluegill. Look at the size of this bluegill. Oh, please, please, please. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. Look at the size of this freaking bluegill. Oh, my goodness. This is a freaking...
All right. So without watching the rest of the video, I think that gives a pretty good description of, you know, visual description of what those sort of things can be used for. So back to the PowerPoint. With any kind of technology, particularly with these unmanned aerial vehicles, there's likely to be other innovative ways that people come up with using these. So now my PowerPoint froze. Everybody back to seeing the PowerPoint? So when we examined these questions, we took a look at the existing law to see if we could come up with a conclusion on whether the legality of these activities. And when you look in statute, and again, these are the statutes that talk about what is a violation, a criminal violation. So there may be other definitions in law, but the ones that enforcement uses to interpret fishing. In 876101, fishing is defined as to take or harvest fish or the act of a person possessing any instrument or article or substance for the purpose of taking or harvesting fish in any location that a fish might inhabit. Now, that general definition of fishing certainly seems like either an RC boat or a drone would fit into that definition. When you read a little bit farther, there's also a statute, 876501, that lists out a variety of fishing offenses and also talks about some ways that are allowable to fish. And what's important in this is it starts by saying, except when specifically authorized by law or commission rule, a person may not fish by any means other than by a hook and single line or a single rod in hand or within immediate control. This statute also contains a variety of other sections in there that allow for different types of fishing, such as bow fishing or fishing with a spear in certain circumstances. But if you read the statute, the important part is subparagraph D talks about it's not lawful unless allowed by commission rule or law for a person to use any gun or trap or other device to entrap, catch, capture, or take, or attempt to entrap, catch, capture, or take any game fish. So other device is a key word here. The legislature probably envisioned that there would be other devices out there that might come up when it came to fishing. And this particular, you know, language in the statute may very well cover those things. And then, of course, as the commission is well familiar, 871, 301, and 303 granted a commission authority to establish fishing rules for the department. So the question is, does that section in 876501 that say other device. Does that, is that clear? You can say it's not clear for addressing RC boats, drones, or maybe it is clear. Maybe that would be considered another device. When considering sort of, you know, what a person would be doing with, say, a drone or an RC boat, you could make the argument that that person is using that device to carry their fishing tackle to a location that they couldn't cast with or cast to. But along that, and so therefore perhaps that would be using another device to fish. But a counter argument to that that a person could consider would also be that a downrigger or a planer board would be doing the exact same thing, carrying fishing tackle to a place that you wouldn't normally be able to fish or troll in from a boat. So it's not, it could be considered very clear in that case, but there's also arguments to say that it's not. But 876501 that talks about another device does provide the commission authority to regulate that activity. So just by way of a couple other existing rules and laws that Montana does have that talk about at least drones anyways, unmanned aerial vehicles, there is a state law that prohibits a drone from being flown near wildfire operation and also prohibiting law enforcement from using a drone to gather evidence without a search warrant. In 2018, the commission also refined the language to regulate unmanned aerial vehicles used during hunting and prohibit them from being used from locating game, although there was also a statute that we basically mirrored that talks about aircraft for that same purpose being used to spot game for hunting. And then in 2016, the Parks Board prohibited both unmanned aerial vehicle and RC aircraft from being operated in state parks without permission from the department. So there are some regulations that sort of go around this particular topic. And so the question today is bringing this informational piece to the commission to talk about is, as an agency and as a division, we're committed to being proactive in addressing things that come up or even addressing possible future issues. And so we're eager to come up with some sort of a proposal to present to the commission for regulating these devices, or depending on how the commission feels, we may already be able to use the existing law. And so the question or the conversation for the commission is, would the commission like to see a proposal that addresses these issues? And if so, what should that proposal address? And with that, I am open to any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbreth. Interesting presentation. I appreciate your efforts on that. Are there any questions for Mr. Gilbreth from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, not really a question, more of an observation. It was a very interesting presentation, and I appreciate seeing that. I guess I would go on record as saying I would very much oppose any use of the drones in the manner that was shown in the video. We do not allow it for hunting. And I guess my feeling is if the use of technology gets into one area, whether it's the angling or the hunting, it's not long that it could get into the other side. And if you can use a drone to go out and spot the fish and catch them and take the fish, how long is it before someone wants to use a drone and mount a rifle and go out and shoot an elk or locate the elk with it, which we do not allow now? So I'm very much opposed to allowing drones for any of these manners in the archery. And if we do not have enough statutory limitations put in or commission rule, I think we should adopt one. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Commissioner Byer.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbreth. I appreciate your presentation. Very interesting topic. My question for you and your wardens across the state is whether you feel like it's as worded, the statute gives you the authority to cite people who do not, or who do use a remote control vehicle or drone.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Byrd, that's an interesting question. I think when you read the statute that talks about other devices, and you think about, you know, the example of the drone carrying a bait to another location, and think about that in terms of just some of the other technology like a planer board or a downrigger or something like that, I personally think that it would be difficult to bring a case before a jury that said that that, with the current law the way it's written, would actually be unlawful, because it just says other device. And if you think about, the person still has a line in their hand, they're still ultimately controlling it. It's just that you know, device is being used to carry a bait or a lure to a different location, just like a downrigger would. So I would have a difficult time with that.
Thank you. Further questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have had experience with the remote controlled boats over on the North Fork of the Clearwater River below Dvorak Dam. And there was one boat that lined up with all the others in front of the dam at the required distance on the line. And this individual could take his little boat and haul his equipment, his lure or bait or whatever, up to the bottom of the dam and then bring it on back. And so he was fishing in territory that nobody else was fishing. So it created a lot of anxiety and angst, I guess, amongst the people that were anchored, you know, side by each with that individual. But certainly my personal feeling is that the earlier we recognize the potential of some of these things and put rule or statute in place regardless of whatever we can and will do, the better off we're going to be. I don't think we're going to allow this kind of activity to grow on us and be something that becomes a run-of-the-mill type of technology for so-called fishing or hunting.
Thank you. Commissioner Brower.
I would kind of echo what Commissioner Stuker said, and I think it needs to be very specifically addressed that it should not be able to be used. I mean, I know that some vagueness in the law sometimes is nice to cover areas, but it seems with these drones, it's just better to be very specific. I mean, I could imagine somebody would get creative and be able to drop some sort of net. I mean, you could imagine them dropping a net on a fish over a spawning bed or something. I mean, it just seems like it would be easier just to say, no, these are not allowed.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate all those comments, and I'm in agreement with them. I think the commission does have the authority, you know, to adjust these regulations and to limit the use of these types of technologies, not just in our fishing regulations, but we have authority to put in regulations that are designed to limit conflict between hunters and anglers. And, you know, the example Tim uses, we think about the use of this maybe on some of our other waters, some of our crowded trout streams, and a drone flying down. You know, I think we have the authority there as well. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, the comparison to a downrigger or planer boards or something, but, you know, those are essentially based off ancient technology that people have been using a long time for hundreds of years. They're just now made out of plastic and carbon fiber, and you know, you're still engaged in the process. This is a very detached way to harvest fish. And while it might be groovy to post to YouTube on that, we've seen time and time again how that activity to capture that kind of interesting shot and to get on YouTube creates conflict with other anglers and hunters. Once again, it's a very small fraction of our sporting community that wants to catch fish like that. And I think we need to always be cognizant of who funds this and keeping our participation from those people. So I would certainly have no hesitation in asking legal and enforcement to look at, you know, drafting some proposed regulations to limit this technology. What we've seen in other technologies and what our neighboring states have seen is that these trade groups, you know, whether it's crossbows or other technologies, they have some powerful influence out there, and you can suddenly get these devices out on the landscape before anybody has a chance to get their arms around it. And then you're telling people, okay, we're gonna take that away. That becomes a bigger problem than trying to limit it up front. And I think we know here in Montana, we've been very strict on the technologies we allow for harvesting fish and game, more so than a lot of our neighboring states. Our crossbow regulations being one of those, camera usage, even down to more traditional methods of, you know, we don't pick bears. And I think Montanans take that very seriously and are proud that, you know, the sport that they all engage in is done with a way that's as traditional as possible. So I guess if I looked to legal and to enforcement for what they specifically need from us in order to move forward in some fashion.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, I think today's conversation was a good starting point, and we can work on crafting a proposal to bring forward in the future.
Thank you. Again, thanks for the presentation. Let's go ahead and move on to fisheries.